Gary Beckham, you've been working on something called Knowing the Future, what you call a mini book. I don't know if that's going to be turned into a larger book or it's already available as a paperback or what, but I was reading what you sent me, the PDF file tonight, and it gets into the incident of 9/11 and whether or not people within our government knew about it long before it happened. Can you relate that story? And I'm raising the question because it provides us an insight into the relationship between Dan Smith and Ron Pandolfi further down the line.
George, actually that is already in my book. It's in my Spies, Lies, and Polygraph tape book, which is on my website. The story is basically, after 9/11, a lot of the higher officials in the government came out and said there was no way they could have anticipated the use of airplanes as weapons of mass destruction. But since then, the CIA has released the Stargate files, which were the files on the psychic paranormal program that was run for about 20 years by the government. And in those files, there are several references to the use of an airplane or what sounds like an airplane as a weapon of mass destruction going back to 1983. In fact, the one from 1983, what was really interesting was they tried to name the pilot of this airplane that was going to hit, they thought, probably the U.S. Capitol building. And they couldn't make out the name. They seemed to indicate it would be a Middle Eastern name, but they said it would sound something like Jerry or Geraldo or Gerard. And actually, the pilot of Flight 93, which we believe was intended to either hit the Capitol or the White House, was Ziad Jarrah. So it was a name that sounded a lot like Jerry.
Wow.
Or Geraldo. And that was really the first time that they mentioned this use of an airplane to hit, a landmark in Washington. And then a few years later, around 1986, there was a DIA psychic team, and they also were tasked against terrorist targets, but they were trying to determine if there was an immediate danger. And some of them kind of got off track, and one of them reported an incident that would be in the future, and it was going to be a simultaneous attack that would occur in New York and Washington. And part of the description includes the description of something, maybe an airplane, passing through a building and the building actually collapsing, which sounds a lot like the World Trade Center attack. So there were kind of these early premonitions in the government. And actually, there was a colleague of Ron Pandolfi's from the CIA, a guy named John Gannon, who was the head of the National Intelligence Council at the CIA. And they actually did do a report based on a kind of a tabletop exercise or an early warning of a possible attack using an airplane against the Capitol. And so that echoed the original warning from the psychics from 1983. So there was a lot of premonitional information, and obviously this was a topic that had been thought about, but when after the 9/11 events took place, they really downplayed, whether they had been prepared for this or not.
Dan, why don't you pick up the story? Because after 9/11 and you learned that your friend Ron Pandolfi had had some kind of knowledge of these remote viewing sessions where people saw what we now think is the 9/11 disaster unfolding, that he hadn't shared it with others. So you went to the FBI, right?
Yes, I did. On the Tuesday after, or the Monday, the following week, I did go to the FBI and report to a female agent at their Catonsville office that I suspected that Ron had prior knowledge of 9/11, and in fact he wanted me to know that he had prior knowledge and I have mentioned this quite a few times on the internet, and now I'm mentioning it on the radio here that that yes, I'm reasonably convinced that he did have this information, and it's an important part of the whole cover up and disclosure process that my having this information is sort of like his poison pill. He's saying to the politicians and or to the public that fine, if you want to have disclosure, you know, let's go and have it. But it's going to be a whole ball of wax. It's not just going to be about little green men running around in the desert. There's a whole lot of stuff that's connected to this disclosure process. And, you know, that's why we have not had disclosure up to this point, and why perhaps we are using this back channel of the private citizen, the private citizens like me and Gary, to bring forth this information in a gradual way and in a way that is minimally disturbing to you know, the rest of the citizens.
I guess for people like me, the hard question is how much credence to give any particular piece of it. And I guess to understand that, I'd like to know more about your relationship with Ron Pandolfi. Are you able to ask him questions? Like, can you go to him and say, hey, are there little green men from somewhere else visiting us? Do you know where they're from and why they're here?
A simple answer is no. The protocol is that if he wants me to know something, he will tell it to me once, and hopefully I'll have my hearing aid or whatever, you know, turned up. I'll have my ears, you know, turned on, and you know, he's not going to repeat it again. In fact, he'll deny it if I repeat it, and people come back to him. He will deny virtually everything he's ever told me. So that's, you know, this is a very strict protocol that we've been working under. The point is, though, that he keeps talking to me after 20 years. So apparently this is the approved protocol, and that there would be many people in government who would understand how it works.
So you are his trial balloon.
Well, I would say I'm the trial balloon for the U.S. government. Yes.
Has he ever shared with you, though, the answer to the questions that I just asked about the little green men and running around in the desert and where they're from and why they're here?
Let's see. What is the help me out now, Gary? What's the quote? Oh,
well, Dan, I would say probably Kit Green probably had more to do with the dissemination of that.
Yeah, I mean, Kit Green has been more talking about the core story. However, what Ron has told me is that he's been, at one point, he was tracking up to 200 people who had been briefed on the visitation, and that there was a concentration of these people at the Office of Naval Intelligence. In fact, one point he said everybody above the flag officer at ONI has been briefed. And I've had contact with some ONI people over the years that would tend to confirm this story. Ron, you know, the Ron's information.
But you don't know exactly what was included in that briefing, what exactly they were told as being the true situation.
That's true. I myself have not been given that briefing, and that my primary source in that regard is Rick Doty, who is, you know, considered to be, you know, unreliable by many folks, but his story is consistent with a lot of other information.